The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from retired place, it is Professor Diane Manica.
Whatever that retired place is, I'm here.
We are glad to have you here.
Thank you.
To your right, Diane, is our guest panelist, Professor Heather Hill Vasquez from the Department of English.
Oh, thank you, Professor Maya.
We're glad to have you back.
Thank you.
Again.
All right.
And we'll have you back again in a couple
again
weeks.
Again and again.
Right?
But I'll miss Diane.
Oh.
She'll be in her happy place.
Yes, she will be.
She'll send you a message by carrier rattlesnake.
Place without any of us?
I'll be on the earphones.
Okay.
Talking into your ears. And I'll be establishing the studio in Scottsdale, Arizona.
That's right. Our other home office.
Yes.
In Scottsdale. Professor Jason Roach is here from the Department of Communication Studies.
It's great to be out of the office.
Isn't it nice?
It really is.
I'm just going to come out and say it because I was one of the biggest anti-fall break people 3 years ago. But as of exactly this moment, I'm one of the biggest pro-fall break people ever. Fall break rules.
Screws up timing of midterm.
All 2 days.
But then midterm grades should be due at the end of next week.
Doesn't it feel a little bit weird?
Timing of midterms.
It does.
In kind of a weird way.
Professor Roy Finkenbein is here from the Department of History.
What's everybody doing on their fall break? I'm catching up with stuff I fell behind on the first half of the semester.
I'm ignoring that and going to South Carolina.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, I'm going to South Carolina, too.
Where?
Near Hilton Head.
Oh, I'm going to Kiowa Island.
Bluffton.
Not far away.
When are you going, Professor Jim Tubbs
Saturday
of Religious
morning.
Studies? Oh, well, there you go, tomorrow.
Me too. Excellent. Wait a minute. What flight are you taking?
I'm flying to Myrtle Beach and driving down from there.
Oh, okay.
Should we start a rumor, do you think?
No.
It's a call to conspiracy theory.
I think I'll go too.
And the remote is coming from South Carolina.
Is there going to be a shag contest we could all go to?
I haven't learned that yet. But
it's one of my favorite movies.
Look, there are no more houses available in Tuscany. Don't even bother trying to go down to South Carolina. No one gets the joke.
It's a Seinfeld joke.
Professor Dave Chow is here from the College for Creative Studies, yeah. Society of Creative Studies.
Yeah. Pleasure to be here, as always.
Thanks.
And I'm
coming,
not going
Dave.
To South Carolina.
Okay.
Why not?
You're missing out.
I might be heading to China for Christmas break.
Oh. Wow.
My cousin's only daughter is getting married.
Wow.
They've invited us.
Dave, that's wonderful.
What part of China?
Southern China. That's all that I know.
Narrowed it down to an area
Pardon?
The size of the United States.
Yes.
Professor Dan Maggio.
Yes. I'm actually going to Traverse City next week.
Oh, oh you are.
Nice.
That's kind of cool.
For a break.
Just to see the colors?
For colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Professor Beth Oljar is here with us as well from the Department of Philosophy.
And I never go anywhere, so.
You don't? Never?
Why?
Anywhere.
You want to take my place and go to South Carolina?
I was actually
to visit
thinking
my parents?
I might offer.
Okay. Olivia's going too. You guys would have a good time.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, it's like Myers on 8 Mile, like the highlight of your travel experience? Wow.
You literally never go anywhere.
Correct.
Wow. Not even home. Back to the Pacific Northwest.
No, do you know how much it costs to fly to the Pacific Northwest?
Well, I don't know.
It costs
air miles, Beth. I'm going to China for
free. I cannot afford it.
Wow. Okay. Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win one of our prizes that way, too. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us using @AskTheProfUDM or #AskTheProfUDM on Twitter, or find us on Facebook. When last we left our heroes, we were finishing up a wonderful bevy of questions from Julie Elder of Poughkeepsie, New York, all about your friend and mine, Burt Reynolds. For what TV show did Burt Reynolds win his first and only Emmy?
He won an Emmy?
Gunsmoke.
It wasn't. That's not what it says here.
Evening Shade.
It says Evening Shade, his role of Woodrow Newton on Evening Shade, best actor in a comedy series.
Mm-hmm.
What was his role in Woody Allen's Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Sex But Were Afraid to Ask? I didn't even know he was in that movie.
He was
the
lead sperm.
Yeah, I think he was a giant sperm.
Yeah.
It says here, you're in the wheelhouse, you
That's
know.
That's not a role you see every day.
How do I read for this?
Specifically, he was the sperm switchboard chief.
The sperm switchboard chief.
Yes, that's what it says. Wow.
Yeah, because he was trying to, like, come on, Woody Allen, come on, come on, you can do this, you can do this. He was trying.
He was into routing the sperm.
Yeah, pretty much. And Woody being Woody was kind of like, I don't know, you know. Just yeah, kind that's of all.
Right. Hey, we have people kind of running for U.S. sperm. Senate who think that actually happens, so.
Burt Reynolds?
The routing of the sperm.
Oh, I see, oh, yeah. I see.
Because if you're being raped, it's not going to be routed in such a way that you actually get pregnant.
Oh, man.
You know, you guys have a wish.
What color
that
is
all
the
down.
Sky?
We do. We have magic lady parts that can do that.
We just don't let anybody know.
That's right.
It's too late
now. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
In like what city?
The routing made me think of that.
Did Burt Reynolds' family live when his father was first drafted into the U.S. Army?
Jacksonville, Florida?
No, it was a Michigan city.
Oh.
Michigan.
Saginaw.
Not Saginaw.
Lansing.
Lansing, Michigan is where Burt Reynolds
was born.
Was growing up at some point. Yeah. Huh. Kind of interesting.
Wow. He used to hang around with Malcolm X.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
In what movie did Burt Reynolds portray Billy Clyde Puckett?
Was that in Striptease? No.
No, not Striptease.
Smokey and the Bandit 18?
No. I know I've heard of the movie before, but it's very, very difficult for me to describe.
Is it the one with Sally Field?
I don't think so.
Well, that would be the first Smokey and the Bandit.
It says here the name of the movie is Semi-Tough.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
With
oh, yeah.
Mac Davis.
Okay.
It's about a football
Davis.
Movie.
It's a football movie?
Yeah.
What happened to him? Wasn't he a singer?
Yes. Yeah. He had a Mac Davis show.
Oh, it was the football
baby,
movie.
Baby, don't give up on us,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
And now you got it.
I have a vague memory.
Don't get hooked on me.
Yeah,
that was it.
Like that.
What was the name of the blacksmith that he portrayed on Gunsmoke?
Oh, Royce.
Wasn't it something like Dooley or?
Cross it with your knowledge of Moby Dick, if that helps.
Ishmael?
Herman? Starbuck? Melville?
Everything but what I'm looking for.
Herman?
How about if you cross-reference it with your knowledge of Jaws?
Peter Benchley.
Giant shark.
Bruce.
I must have crossed my wire somewhere. Quint was the name of the blacksmith.
Yeah, Robert Shaw?
What brand of perfume, whoa, this one blows my mind, did Burt Reynolds pitch for in 1997?
Brute.
Not Brute.
Diamond.
It was a primarily female perfume.
Liz Taylor, Diamond.
Yeah, it was White Diamonds by Liz Taylor.
That's
what it says here.
And Cannonball Run wasn't even the answer to that.
I don't know. I know these things.
I was going to say
Angelique.
What?
Angelique.
I had to tell my WGS students about that.
Bacon.
I had to tell them how that.
In the pan.
And never let you forget he's a man.
What the
hubba?
That was a perfume ad.
Oh, wow.
Saucy.
What did car manufacturer Pontiac promise Reynolds after the sales of Trans Ams jumped 500% after their appearance in Smokey and the Bandit movies?
Free ones for life?
Free ones for life, comma, but their offer actually only lasted 5 years. Much like Burt Reynolds' commitment to anything else.
Yes.
So years. Pontiac backed out of it?
They must have run out of that Fleck gold paint with the bird on the front, on the hood. Does that make any sense? What game show was Burt Reynolds a contestant on in the year 1965?
Dating game.
The dating game is what it says here, indeed. Mm. And there are no questions about Cannonball Run in the set.
What
Professor Maggio,
he got
sorry.
The perfume question, though, so
there you go.
It's all good.
That's impressive.
Wait,
very impressive.
Speaking of Cannonball Run, yesterday on
what a wonderful
Highway,
segue.
I was next to a brand new Lamborghini, and I wanted to take a picture or do something, but I didn't. But there was this brand new Lamborghini next to me.
What color was it?
Parked.
White.
Ooh.
And it was, it's only like really, driving, this high off the road.
If it was red, it could have been Justin Verlander.
Why does he drive one?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
Among other things,
yes.
Not runs.
I thought this car is wasted on Coolidge Highway on the road conditions and everything.
We have a single question from Cheryl Stasinski, director of the Student Accounting Office at the University of Detroit Mercy.
Yes.
And there's no response here, so I'm going to really trust you guys to tell me whether we get this correct or not.
Cannonball Run.
What is the, what is the name answer. Of Eleanor Roosevelt's cottage in Hyde Valkill. Park?
Oh.
Oh, there you go. I knew you guys would know what it is.
Yes.
Because but, what's that other one? Campobello.
Sorry, Cheryl. You've hit head on a bunch of people who just finished watching all the Roosevelts back to back. We binge watched it together.
I did binge watch it.
She lived there with several other women.
Oh, okay. Ken Burns is a national treasure.
Yep.
All right.
The Prohibition film was great, too. And Jazz. The documentary on Jazz was awesome.
Did anybody watch Monday, the Finding Your Roots on PBS? He was on there.
Oh, Ken Burns was. Yeah. Oh, interesting. My wife watches that.
Anderson Cooper.
I like the Civil War, too.
Fascinating story was this, and I don't remember her name. She's a performance artist, but she had a pretty cool past.
Hmm. Dear profs, my apologies for not sending questions in sooner. My schedule's been a little topsy-turvy. These late shifts can throw a person's sleep cycle for a loop and make one forget things. I will admit it's still nice to get your show via podcast now, as it's opposed to the days when I had to wake up at some ungodly hour of the night or wake up at the crack of the morning to catch it on broadcast radio. Thank you for the entertaining shows, as always. Well, here's my contribution of 20 questions all across the spectrum. I hope they get aired sometime soon. 1, 2, 3, now. Regards and viva Las Vegas, Michelle Horner.
We've had questions from Michelle before.
Yes, I'm glad that she is still pushing the random button and sending us these wonderful things. Who are the only two surviving cast members of the TV show Different Strokes? It's very weird to read that sentence.
Dana Plato.
No, she has passed.
Conrad
Todd Bridges.
And Todd Bridges.
Todd Bridges, I've got.
And
Rue McClanahan died last year. Rue McClanahan died last year.
Gary Coleman's not dead, is he?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Gary Coleman?
Yeah. He's dead?
No, yeah. Gary Coleman.
Dead. He's dead to me.
Yeah.
He's dead to Roy.
who's the housekeeper?
I thought that was Rue McClanahan.
She passed away.
Charlotte Ray.
Charlotte Ray is still alive?
No, that was Facts of Life.
No, that's what it says here. Charlotte Ray and Todd Bridges. Well,
that's who I was thinking of. How come you didn't know that?
Because I thought we were going into a Golden Girls place there.
Are you serious? Gary Coleman's dead?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's filling his space as a security guard? I don't know.
Rodney Allen Rippey.
Oh, my gosh. What mass media corporation was founded in Tupelo, Mississippi, 28 June 1963?
Mass media
corporation from
Viacom,
Tupelo, Mississippi. Not Viacom.
Not like Time Warner. No.
There's a com in there somewhere.
Elvis com? Comcast?
It's Comcast. What was the very first theater in the United States of America to have built-in speakers installed to accommodate sound for the cinema?
Radio City?
Nope.
Grauman's Chinese?
No.
Carnegie Hall?
Nope.
Huh.
The Apollo?
Nope.
Is it in Detroit?
It's Detroit's very own Fox Theater.
I was going to say Fox.
Seriously?
Yes. The first theater wired for sound. Wow. Pretty big deal.
That is a big deal.
Will you still use that phrase like I just did? Wired for sound. Just like the Fox. Just walked by there the other day after watching the Tigers blow it. By land area, what are the three largest nations in the Commonwealth?
Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Australia.
India and Australia. Yep. Yeah. Canada, Australia, and India. In that order. Just by landmass.
India's not still in the Commonwealth, is it?
No. They still shake hands.
Who is the very first woman to win both the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor and a Kennedy Center honor?
Carol Burnett.
Yeah, Carol Burnett. Yeah. Wow.
And I thought it was Diane Manning.
Like you had just been there.
I was going to say Dorothy Parker, but okay.
Wow.
Carol deserved it.
Wow.
She's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Who was the first, what a great piece of trivia. This one will stick with us, I think, for a little while. Who was the first U.S. president to have a grandparent attend their first inauguration?
Kennedy?
It was Kennedy. Now, why do you say that?
It was
a young guy.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It wasn't Reagan, in other words.
Nope, not quite.
Mandelbaum.
He probably had great-grandchildren attending.
That's true.
Possibly.
That's quite true. Shakespeare's shortest play... In terms
Macbeth.
Of number of pages, it's not Macbeth. At least that's not what it says here.
Tempest?
That's not what it says here either.
Lear?
Nope.
Twelfth Night?
Nope.
Midsummer Night's Dream?
Nope.
All's Well That Ends Well?
No.
Well, come on, this is in your house.
Tammy
on,
the
this
Shrew?
Your house, Heather, come on.
Is it a comedy or tragedy?
Henry V?
I believe it's a comedy, since the word comedy is in the title.
Comedy of errors.
Comedy of errors is what it says here.
Very wise.
That's what we just had trying to guess this.
Yeah.
That's how we live our lives.
That's a major league comedy of errors. Yep.
What was the name of Sherlock Holmes' housemaid?
Ooh. Mrs.
Garrett? Oh. She was busy.
No.
She's double timing.
She's still alive.
Mr. Holmes.
It starts with, does it start with a B? That's not right.
Very, very, very famous department store in Detroit.
Hudson?
Hudson. It was Mrs. Hudson. And while we think about that, we'll take a break. And we are back with some wonderful questions from Michelle Horner of Viva Las Vegas. All over the map, just the ways we likes it. Prior to the introduction of the euro, what was the name of the unit of currency in the Netherlands?
Guilder.
It says it's the guilder here. Yeah. Yep. Named after, I'm assuming, the ancient medieval custom of guilds? I mean, it has to have something to do with that, right?
Jason, you'll remember Nick Gilder, how child in the city?
Well, yeah, I was thinking of Gilder Radner.
Units of currency.
What was Lucille Ball's middle name?
Anne?
It's a very, very... It just, the name has a lot going with it. It just fits her so perfectly. It was not McGee or McGillicuddy or anything like that.
McGonagall.
Lucy. Not McGonagall. No. Let's see. I'm trying to think of the best way to give you guys the clue here. No. I don't think there's any way I can do it because it's not exactly a very popular name, but it is fun. So you want
Does
something.
Does it rhyme with a female body part?
No.
Well, I figure Matt can put all these sign bubbles.
I know. That's a good one, though. If you really, really want something. There's a word that describes that begins with D.
Desire.
And then we add an E to the end of
Desiree.
It.
Desiree.
Desiree.
Well, that's the name of the
Hence,
company.
Desi Lou.
Desi Lou. There you go.
But that's the combination of their
Desi
names.
Oh, that's Desi Arnaz and Desi Lucille. Oh,
okay. Lucille. Who is the only actor to have co-starred or guest-starred on every television or radio series with Lucille Ball since the 40s?
Vivian Vance?
Does not say Vivian Vance here. Says co-starred or guest-starred, so this could be esoteric.
Bob Hope.
It says the initials are GG.
Gail Gordon.
Gail Gordon. Now, who is Gail Gordon?
He
was on the Lucy show
Mr.
Mooney. For a long time in the city.
Yeah, Mr. Mooney.
As the banker, remember? Mm-hmm. Her boss.
The chief of Gotham, too.
That's
Jim Gordon.
Jim Gordon.
And he was the commish. He wasn't the commish.
Not in this.
Well, but in the new show in Gotham, set when he's very young.
He's a detective.
And Bruce Wayne is like 9 and his parents have just
been
killed.
So if Bruce Wayne is 9, are we going to have to watch the show for like 20 years?
Probably. like all the Star Wars prequels. It's going to take us back.
Speed it up a little bit.
I'm just worried pretty soon the little 9-year-old's going to look like Urkel on steroids and he's going to grow up to be Batman.
No. Not a good vision.
That's how it was in the last couple of years.
Drew really likes it, so we... Watch it.
Stefan.
Family Matters?
Of his life, did he die?
Oh,
on the show.
Stefan.
What is happening to the human body when it goes through the process of lacrimation?
You're crying.
It's crying, yes, absolutely.
You're a sad panda.
Just in general, when the human body leaks water from here, that's lacrimation.
From your lacrimal glands.
I wonder how much weight you lose per hour when you cry.
And water's pretty dense. It's dense.
Yeah, go to Sophie's.
So are we.
And...
That's it. I've got to watch Beaches all night.
I mean,
now it'll just seem like it's all night.
Shit's about.
So when I was in graduate school, we would have to drop off samples at one of the labs for them to do analysis because we weren't allowed to touch the instruments. And you had to check this laundry list of safety things. So one of the things on the list was lacrimator, as in if you opened it in front of your eyes that you would start crying. But underneath that, I'm assuming, as a joke, was also lycanthropic. I always checked that one, and no one ever said it about the samples.
Oh, dear.
What boxer had the nickname the Brockton Blockbuster?
Brockton Blockbuster.
The Brockton Blockbuster.
Is that the guy Russell Crowe made a movie about.
Ooh, I think it might be, but I didn't see the movie, so I know the boxer you're referring to in theory only. The initials are RM.
The Cinderella Man, right?
First name, same as a very famous nut company down at Eastern Market.
Rocky Marciano.
Was that the name of the, was that who he was portraying?
No, it doesn't sound right.
I don't remember.
But I could bring up another Coming to America reference with Rocky Marciano.
Oh, no. I know the bit. I shouldn't have watched it.
You have to watch it. Oh.
There is only one muscle in the entire human body that is not attached at both ends of the tissue.
The tongue.
The tongue. Mm-hmm. You're on fire today, Dan.
He's in fuego.
White diamonds and the tongue.
White diamonds?
I'm very proud of the white diamonds. I think that's going to...
What are you trying to tell us with those two answers?
My crowning moment.
I'm going to get you a little paper crown.
Yeah, thank you.
A little bottle of white diamonds for your stocking.
For $100.
In what sport are the athletes referred to by these terms? Powder puff, catcher, tanker, knuckle duster.
Is that
softball?
No, it's a
powder puff.
Like MMA?
These are all nicknames for different classes of this sport.
Like judo?
Football.
Oh, no, that's not what
judo, karate?
Is it touch football?
Nope.
Powder is puff. It some combat sport?
A sport that we may or may not in the last minute and a half have referred to.
Baseball?
Boxing.
Boxing is what it says here.
Oh.
Yes. I was thinking of something else.
Knuckle duster.
Powder puff. Oh, my.
Let's see if we can do this mathematically. What are the six suspects in the North American version of the Parker Brothers board game Clue?
Oh, please.
Colonel Mustard.
Professor Plum. Colonel Mustard.
Miss Scarlet.
Peacock.
Green. Peacock.
Colonel Mustard.
Green.
Plum green.
You've got them all except for one interesting twist.
White.
So the up body? To 2002, Green was Mr. Green. Since 2002, he is now
Reverend Green.
Reverend Green. Now, how the heck do you know that?
Because I gave out the clue cards. I gave that out as an assignment years ago.
Oh, very so cool.
So each student had to design their version of Colonel Mustard.
Oh, what a neat assignment.
That's
stuff.
Very neat.
So you had nothing to do with his ordination.
I have nothing. Nothing. I held
he
the
did
Bible.
One of those online forms. It all happened very fast.
Does anybody know why they changed it to Reverend Green?
It's That's a great question.
Curious.
It's fairly recent, too.
As opposed to, like, you know, what's like Archbishop or something?
They felt like that was an underrepresented profession or something.
Pope Green, maybe
Pope Green. Yeah.
You got a colonel, you got a professor. You
Archbishop.
Need to...
Yeah, I mean.
I do not know. Why was NASA charged $400 for littering in the town of L'Esperance?
Because something fell down from the spaceship.
Where is L'Esperance?
Where's L'Esperance?
The L'Esperance?
California?
No, it's in another country.
Oh.
Can you give us a continent?
$400. I can give you a continent, and that will give you the country.
Oh,
Australia.
Fragments of something landed there in 1979. According to people who know, NASA
Skylab.
Has never paid the fine.
Oh, Skylab.
Skylab, yeah.
I almost won a piece of that thing.
Really?
As a kid. WDRQ. Do you remember when...
Oh, my
Do you remember that radio station? I entered a contest when
to
I was a little
a
kid.
To win a piece of Skylab?
On you?
No. And instead they gave me a radio radio.
What's a radio?
It's a radio shaped in the word of the word radio.
Oh.
The speaker comes out of the little O, and that was so hokey.
How That's very like the people, self-referential.
I was out of 20 people win a piece of Skylab, but I didn't get it.
In 1967, this device was referred to as an XY position indicator. What do we call it today?
GPS?
A battery terminal.
XY position indicator. I should have said it in my Terminator voice.
GPS? Yeah, that makes sense. No?
A graph? XY
I guarantee that each one of you, even Diane Manica, used one of these in the last few hours.
A shower?
A phone?
Oh.
XY position.
No, an XY position indicator. Last few hours.
Few hours.
XY, that's rectangular.
A watch.
A stylus.
Getting closer. What if I say squeak?
A mouse?
It's a mouse. Oh. It's a computer mouse.
Oh,
right.
Yep. Okay. Did you use a computer today?
They go back to the 60s?
67 was the invention of the mouse.
See, wow. Okay, see, I use
a mouse to the touchpad on laptops. It's Those things drive me crazy. Yeah. It's like, I learned how to mouse with my right hand. I'm not willing to give up that skill.
I completely understand.
Not unless you happen to have a computer tech that's left-handed. Poor guy.
I have no tech.
Oh.
In what sport do one of its athletes wears the, quote, tools of ignorance, unquote?
Oh, this was...
It's a very famous nickname for gear that you wear in a certain sport.
Bob Costas mentioned this, I remember.
Oh, yes. So that shouldn't take you too far from the tree.
The bodacious one.
Poor Bob Costas. What happened last year?
Oh, crud.
No ideas, huh, guys? What if I said the word concussion?
Football?
No. Boxing.
Boxing?
What if I said the word concussion and Detroit in the same sentence?
Alex Avila.
It's catcher's protective gear is the tools of ignorance.
Ignorance. Wow.
Poor Alex Avila, who is a magnet for baseballs. He's a catcher. In British jargon, what is the Beeb?
The BBC?
The BBC, yeah.
Oh.
The
BBC. I was going to say Justin Bieber.
I was going to say,
that is true.
In Canadian parlance, yeah. Who is?
No, we try not to acknowledge that one. Ever. Ever.
The entire country is going to have to apologize for him someday, you realize
Can't we
that?
Just put him in like Niagara Falls and stir him up and just like send him?
Oh, man.
Put him in a barrel, send him over the falls.
Why waste a good barrel?
That's true.
Michelle Horner has sent us what she refers to as bonus impossible questions.
Ooh.
When Superman fought the bad guys, he always stand there, chest out, deflecting bullets. But when the bad guys threw the gun at him at the end of the clip, he ducked. Why?
Because it was made of kryptonite.
It had kryptonite in it? Yeah. I mean.
Just a reflex.
Just a reflex. Why do we press harder on the remote control buttons when the batteries are dying? I can't even say it out loud. I was just doing this 2 days ago.
Oh, you hoping to squeeze the last juice out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make
Why
sense.
Why is that so stupid?
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's not the way it works.
Oh, okay.
Although I will tell you that my 2.5-year-old is at the point now where basically he can mimic any physical action. And when he saw me replace the batteries a couple months ago, he knew how to take them out, but then he put the cover back on. So this was me, you know, for about a half hour. For Professor Chow only.
Uh-oh.
Before they invented drawing boards, what did people go back to?
The cave wall?
The cave wall. We're going back to the cave wall on this one. That is wonderful. Just wonderful.
The drawing
Professors,
board.
We are eating these questions for breakfast. I have some questions from student at the University of Detroit Mercy, Casey Rhines of Livonia, Michigan.
She's in my intro class.
And we're not going to get to them this week. We'll get to them next time, Casey. Right now we've got to say goodbye, Professor Oljar.
Goodbye.
Professor Maggio.
So why does Superman duck again?
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Tufts.
Bye.
Professor Finkenbein.
Enjoy your fall break.
Professor Roach.
Adios.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
I can't wait for more Seinfeld references.
And Professor Manica.
Cannonball Run.
And these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.